It's the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for Tuesday, July 13th. I'm your host, Izzy Ross. We're rounding out the second day of the KDLG Pledge Drive, and we need your support to stay on air. Call us at 907-842-5281, 907-842-1670, or go to kdlg.org to donate. We have been blown away by the people who have donated so far, but we still need more support, so thank you so much for everyone, and keep on giving. On to the show now. Ugashik fishermen are thriving this week. In the last 48 hours, fishers have hauled in over half their total catch of the season. That's about 1.2 million fish in 2 days. The total baywide run has once again surpassed 50 million fish. Coming up tonight, sockeye and chinook runs to the Chignik River continue to falter. State and federal managers have restricted fishing for chinook in the Chignik River drainage. The low returns to that area mean people there are struggling to catch fish for their freezers.
There's hardly any fish. We're looking at another season like last year and the year before.
The Federal Subsistence Division last week restricted subsistence fishing for sockeye to federally qualified users only, that is, residents of rural areas. That restriction continues through the end of the month. Meanwhile, state, federal, and tribal entities plan to research the decline in Chignik Chinook runs.
Getting more subsistence information from the people in the area, as well as higher resolution of Chinook salmon counts through the weir.
More on what those plans are. Ugashik is one of the only rivers in Bristol Bay that has yet to meet its lower end escapement goal for sockeye. But things are looking pretty rosy there.
I'm expecting here in the next couple of days we should be within the escapement goal range. And there's more fish yet to come for the tower.
Those conversations and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
First, the numbers. For the fifth year in a row, the total run in Bristol Bay has eclipsed the 50 million fish mark. It is at 51.2 million fish, and we're still not done. Hardy harvests all around the bay brought the daily total catch to 2.3 million fish yesterday. Cumulative harvest so far is 31 million fish, about 6 million fish more than last year's total on July 12th. Escapement dipped under 1 million yesterday at 987,000 fish. The Naknek Kwijak accounted for 70% of yesterday's escapement. The cumulative escapement around the bay is 19.5 million fish. Around the bay, 19.5 million fish have escaped so far this season. All the rivers in the Nooshigak District have surpassed the upper end escapement goals for sockeye, though the Chinook run in the Nooshigak River is still short of its minimum goal. Daily escapement was down about 50% yesterday, coming in at 156,000 fish around the Nooshigak District. Total escapement in the Noosh is at 8.8 million fish. Daily harvest in the Nooshigak was up yesterday at 616,000 fish. As the total harvest approaches the 16 million mark, it is at 15.9 million fish. The average drift delivery was 1,120 sockeye yesterday. Nooshigak drift nets hauled in 82% of the total catch, with 12% going to the set netters. Igushik set netters pulled in 3% of the catch, while 4% was unspecified. Let's break the escapement down by river now. Sockeye escapement in the Nooshigak River continued the downward trend as 25,000 fish swam past the sonar yesterday. That's the lowest daily count since June 22nd. Total sockeye escapement is 4.4 million fish, way above the upper end escapement goal of 900,000. Chinook escapement bounced back a bit, coming in at 1,200 fish. Chinook escapement up the Nooshigak is at 50,500 fish. The minimum escapement goal for Chinook is 55,000. Chums continued a 3-day drop, swimming in at 2,500. The chum sum is now at 115,000. Wood River daily escapement dipped under 100,000 yesterday. The run came in at 82,000 fish. Total escapement there is at 3.7 million, double the river's upper end escapement goal. As of 6 a.m. today, 19,500 fish have passed the counting tower. The Agushik River's daily escapement came in just shy of Sunday's total at 49,000 fish. Cumulative escapement there is at 651,000 fish, a quarter mil above the upper-end escapement goal of 400,000. As of this morning, 7,000 fish had passed the counting tower. For the second time in a week, over 6,000 fish swam up the Togiak River. Total escapement is at 43,000 fish. As of 6 a.m., 2,000 more fish had been counted. The fleet harvested 22,000 fish yesterday, with an average drift delivery of 195 sockeye. Total harvest in Togiak is at 151,400. So far, 194,300 fish have returned to Togiak. Now for our pals over on the east side, winner winner salmon dinner, as harvest in the Naknek-Quijack topped all other rivers at 698,000 fish yesterday. The total harvest is at 6.1 million fish. Boil 'em, mash 'em, stick 'em in a stew. I don't write this stuff. There was an average of 987 sockeye per drift delivery yesterday. By gear, Naknek-Quijack drift nets hauled in 71% of the catch, with 15% going to set nets. The remaining 14% went to Quijack set nets. Escapement in the district also led all others, with 699,000 fish escaping yesterday. The total escapement in the Naknek-Quijack is at 8.8 million fish. Looking at that escapement by river in the Naknek River, 54,000 fish swam past the counting tower yesterday, which puts total escapement there to 2.3 million fish. That's above its upper end goal by 300,000. The Quijack River saw 407,000 fish escape up the river yesterday, putting their total at 3.9 million. That means the Quijack is in the middle of its escapement goal range. Around 238,000 fish passed through the Alagnak River, putting that total escapement to 2.5 million, way past the goal of 210,000. Daily harvest in the Igigig was up from yesterday as fishermen hauled in 397,000 fish. Average drift delivery was 968 sockeye. That puts the season total harvest at 6.3 million fish. Drift nets brought in 84% of the cumulative catch, with 16% going to the set nets. Escapement was also up at 54,000 fish. That puts the total to 1.5 million fish, nearing Igigik's upper end escapement goal of 2 million. I tell you what, the harvest in Ugashik in the last 48 hours has been superb. 616,000 fish were pulled in yesterday to put the season total at 2.4 million fish. That is half of Ugashik's total harvest in 2 days. The average drift delivery was a whopping 2,431 sockeye. By gear, drift nets brought in 89% of the cumulative catch, with 10% going to the set nets. Almost 70,000 fish swam up the Ugashik River yesterday for a total escapement of 261,800. It's one of the only rivers in the bay that hasn't met its lower end escapement goal for sockeye, but area biologists are hopeful. We hear more about that in just a bit. At the Chignik River, 10,950 sockeye passed through the weir, putting the total run at 256,000 sockeye. As of 9 a.m. this morning, zero sockeye had been counted. 42 Chinook passed through yesterday, putting that total run at 285 fish. No Chinook were counted this morning. Over at Area M, just the sockeye, Chinook, and Chum numbers came in yesterday. The fleet caught around 60,000 sockeye for a total harvest of 5 million. 18 Chinook were caught, bringing that total to 5,000. Finally, just 16 Chum were caught. That total is at 909,400. Harvest information for some areas of Area M is confidential due to the limited number of processors there. The South Alaska Peninsula fishery is currently closed. It reopens to commercial salmon fishing for set netters and seiners for 36 hours Wednesday evening until Thursday evening in the Unimak, Southwestern, South Central, and Shumigan Islands section. Out at the Port Muller test fishery, Station 6 and 18 were not fished. Station 7 caught 1 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 fish in the 5 and an eighth. The catch index is 4. Station 8 caught 31 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 21 in the 5 and an eighth. The catch index is 42. Station 9 caught 1 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 in the 5 and an eighth. The catch index there is 3. Station 10 caught 16 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 2 in the 5 and an eighth. The catch index is 45. Station 12 caught 4 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 1 in the 5 and an eighth. The catch index is 12. Station 14 caught 2 fish in the 4.5-inch mesh and 13 in the 5 1/8. That catch index is 39. And Station 16 reported no fish. It looks like the east side will see more fish in the next week from a look at the 10th stock composition estimate from Port Muller. Almost 18% of the fish sampled were headed to the Naknek, with another 16% going to the Kwijak and around 16% to the Alagnak. Over 14% of the sampled catch was swimming to Ugashik, and around 11% were going to Igigik. Lower numbers for the west side, 12% of the run is headed to the Igushik, around 7% to the Nushigak, and another 5% swimming to the Wood River. Just 0.1% of the sampled catch was headed to Togiak, 0.5% were Kuskokwim fish, and a little over 1% were North Peninsula salmon. Taking a look at boat registration now, the boat boogie continues in the bay, with some places seeing quite a few gains over the next couple days. There are currently 224 vessels in Igigik, 71 of which are D boats. That will go up by 1 to 225 boats, 72 D boats, on Thursday. In the Naknek Kwijak, there are 538 vessels in the water, 143 D boats. That will jump to 556 vessels and 146 D boats. Nushigak waters contain 291 vessels and 85 D-boats. That will go down to 289 vessels and 84 D-boats in 48 hours. In Ugashik, there are 196 vessels and 82 D-boats. That takes a leap to 240 vessels and 100 D-boats to get in on those wet and withering harvests. Togiak will continue to sport 35 boats over the next couple days. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with you here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report in just a minute.
Support comes from Bristol Bay Brailer, thanking customers for purchasing brailers, slush bags, net bags, and upholstery from a local family-owned company. Measuring and building gear for a perfect fit. Orders at 907-469-0782 or bristolbaybrailer.com.
And we're back on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this Tuesday evening. State and federal managers will restrict Chinook fishing in the Chignik River in response to the failing returns. Since 2018, the sockeye and Chinook runs up the Chignik River have been extremely low, and this year looks just as dismal. Desi Carlson is the administrator for Chignik Bay Tribal Council.
My brother went up last week, and they got a few fish just to put in the smokehouse, but there's hardly any fish. We're looking at another season like last year and the year before.
Carlson says for a community that relies on those runs, the low returns have been devastating.
Without the fisheries going on, no fish taxes going here, and like last year, we didn't have any subsistence. We had to rely on Northline Seafoods. They donated a bunch of fish to the locals here. And our school is going to be closing this year. Right now, our school is closed here. In our community, without this fish, we're looking at a dying community.
This week, the Federal Subsistence Office and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued a joint restriction on fishing for all Chinook in the Chignik River drainage. The restrictions take effect at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday. John Gherkin, the federal in-season manager for the area, says he and other managers decided to implement the restriction for all users, commercial, sport, and subsistence, out of concerns for the run.
Right now, it's on both state and federal waters, and so that would include state sport fish and state commercial, if they're caught as bycatch in a pinker chum fishery, and then also subsistence for state and subsistence for the federal waters. No targeting of Chinook at all, so the idea, get as many fish up to the spawning ground as we can.
Gherkin says the long-term effort needs to focus on the cause of the decline. Gherkin makes his management decisions based on information from local people in Chignik Bay, Lagoon, and Lake, as well as the state biologists. He says local residents have told him that the freshwater conditions have shifted, the water is warmer, and the spawning grounds at Black Lake have less gravel coverage.
We hear a lot about how the lake is filling in. It kind of has a low flow in the headwater area, so it's filling in more with like sand and becoming shallower and kind of covering up some of the gravel that we would typically associate with spawning fish, spawning salmon at least.
People there noted a decline in bear populations as well, which Gherkin suspects is correlated to declining salmon runs. Chignik Bay is the hub community for the area, with a deep water port and the Chignik Health Clinic, and the ferry travels there in the summer. Desi Carlson, the tribal administrator, says that without commercial fishing, the city of Chignik doesn't receive any fish tax.
Our revenues are going down and people have to move out because we have no fisheries here. You know, so they have to go find work other places, and that's not really good for our community. We're in dire straits down here.
Carlson says people in the Chignik's are currently brainstorming plans to help their communities survive. The Federal Subsistence Division last week restricted subsistence fishing for sockeye to federally qualified users only, that is, residents of rural areas. That restriction continues through the end of the month. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Federal Department of Fish and Wildlife plan to launch a three-year research project to find out why the Chignik River's Chinook run has declined. Fish and Game Management Biologist Reed Johnson says the holdup now is funding.
That's a partnership between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as well as the Chignik Intertribal Coalition. There were a few different questions that we're going to try to answer with that project, but a proposal has been submitted. We won't know about funding until next year.
If approved, Johnson says they will use the funds to pay staff and buy equipment like video cameras. Johnson says their goal is to get an exact count of the Chinook runs in the area.
We're looking to enumerate all the Chinook salmon that are going to pass through the weir during the central 80% of the Chinook salmon run. And we're going to be using video cameras and software to count all of those. And those counts are going to be compared to the traditional method that we use here for enumerating Chinook salmon.
The current seasonal staff would extend their stay in the area to review video and software counts. That would help them verify their current methods of estimating fish in the river. Those counts would be supplemented by subsistence surveys. They plan to hire someone from the Chignik Intertribal Coalition to survey beaches in the area to count the salmon harvest and the types of gear used. Johnson says the hope is to address the lack of information in the area in order to better understand why the runs have been so small.
Part of why we're partnered with the feds on this project is because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service doesn't get a lot of subsistence information from the area. So that's what we're hoping to address, is getting more subsistence information from the people in the area, as well as higher resolution of Chinook salmon counts through the weir.
Since 2016, the Chinook runs in the area have failed to meet the river's escapement goal every year but one. As of Tuesday morning, 285 Chinook have swam past the weir. Ugashik hasn't met its escapement goal yet, but its harvests have been pumping in the past 2 days, and area management biologist Aaron Tiernan says it looks like more fish are on their way. Some really big harvest numbers over from the Ugashik fleet in the past couple days. What are you thinking about where management is going to go from here?
Yeah, so last week, about this time, we started to see a buildup of fish in the outside part of the district. And then about 3 days ago, 2 days ago, they started to, that biomass pushed in district. And yeah, they had some substantial harvests over the last couple of days from those fish pushing in. And over those last same 2-3 days, our escapement counts at the tower began to increase. And so far through today, we have about 115,000 fish passed, bringing the total to about 376,000 fish. So I'm expecting here in the next couple of days we should be within the escapement goal range. And there's more fish yet to come for the tower. Our in-river test fish project has suggested that there is a volume of fish moving upriver, which is good for escapement purposes. And with all that, it's going to be fairly consistent fishing from here on out.
Speaking to West side and then also east side managers this season, they've talked about, you know, working with the tides, of course, to figure out when to have that opportunity available. Are you thinking that Ugashik fishermen will be able to fish on every tide? Are you going to skip tides? What's the thinking there?
Yeah, so generally with Ugashik, we fish one tide a day. And if, you know, things are looking good, we like to offer as much opportunity on that tide as we can. So that's why right now we've got the set net fleet going 12 hours a day. And I think tomorrow we've got a 9.5 hour period scheduled for the drifters. And as escapements keep clipping along, we'll be offering more opportunity for the drift fleet as well.
Have you been hearing anything from Ugashik fishermen, set netters in particular? I know in past years, they've really had to wait it out in order to get to this point in the run. Have you heard anything from how they're feeling about the season?
The folks that are down there, not just Centenders, but Drifters too, I mean, it's the last couple of days have been some pretty good harvests, and I was actually able to fly the district yesterday, and the nets had quite a bit of fish in them. So I think general feeling down there is happiness right now.
Awesome. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk, Aaron.
Yeah, sounds good.
We are back, and we have Kendra Kapotik with us, KDLG aficionado, former fish reporter. She's back working at the harbor, so those of you who are docking up in Dillingham might see her around. She's the one with the weed whacker, I'm told. How's your summer been, Kendra?
It's been pretty busy. A little bummy with the weather, but it's been pretty busy.
Nice to see you back here. Obviously, it's our pledge drive. You were here with us last summer, but tell us why people should consider donating.
So first of all, KDLG doesn't get a lot of funding, and a big push from funding is from the pledge drive. And KDLG is a really big thing here in Dillingham, especially with getting out all these announcements during the summer. You know, those fishermen need to know when they can get those openers started, right? So there's little things here and there, but KDLG is pretty big in Dillingham, and it's been a big part of my life too. Like going to school and helping out with the radio station, it's always been something here. And I made time to donate my share today, and it only took about 10 minutes, so it's really not that hard to do. And you can donate at any time also online, so that's a big thing.
That is correct. You can go to kdlg.org and click the yellow donate button in the upper right-hand corner. Kendra donated, and she has already given so much to the station with time and work and volunteerism and just general moral support. So if you're listening to this right now, then you should also donate. Because
exactly, yeah. It seriously doesn't take that long, and it helps so many other people.
Absolutely. It is like an expansive snowball effect. That's not the right word, but it's essentially a snowball effect where, like, you donate, it's a little bit of effort, and anything that you do,
like domino effect.
It's dominoes, and it's also
dominoes, but with fish, no coins. Radio waves? I don't know.
It's dominoes, it's snowballs, but essentially what happens is you donate, and the positive effect of that donation is exponential.
Yeah, it only grows.
It only grows. And so please consider donating whatever you can, and we would really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, Kendra, and just chatting for a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. We love to see you back here, and we can't wait to hear from more people. Again, if you want to challenge people in the Bay to donate or match your donations or beat your donations, do that. I think it's a general sense of competitive camaraderie.
Yeah, you can make it fun. Have fun with it.
Have fun with it. Come on. And also, you can donate and request a song. We've seen quite a few of those. So if you're really sick of listening to jazz or
country
then
maybe
or if you
country.
Want
or
if you want to hear a jazz or country song, definitely go ahead and donate, and we will make sure to play whatever song you want. Again, the numbers to call: 907-842-5281 or 907-842-1670. You can also go to kdlg.org and donate by clicking the yellow donate button. Thanks, Kendra.
Anytime.
Support for KDLG comes from Crowley, proudly fueling business and industry across Alaska, including Bristol Bay Fisheries, with a full range of commercial marine fuels and on and offshore fueling. Details at crowley.com/Bristol Bay.
That just about does it for the show tonight. Let's take a look at the marine weather forecast. For Bristol Bay, tonight a west wind at 10 knots, seas at 2 feet and patchy fog. On Wednesday, west wind 10 knots, seas at 2 feet and patchy fog. Wednesday night, west wind 20 knots and seas at 3 feet. In the marine weather forecast from Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef, tonight a northeast wind 15 knots, seas at 2 feet, patchy fog. Wednesday, variable wind at 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. And Wednesday night, a north wind at 15 knots and seas at 2 feet. In the tidal forecast at Nushagak at Clark's Point, high tide at 6:14 p.m. at 14 feet. At the Naknek River entrance, high tide was at 5:07 p.m. at 15 feet. and at the Agagic River entrance, low tide at 11:25 p.m. at 0 feet. In messages to the fleet, to Nathaniel Hardy on the fishing vessel Christine Jane, happy birthday from Squirrel and Wendy. We both can't wait to see you. Stay safe and fish on. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible with generous support from you, as well as our underwriters. We appreciate everyone out there. I'm Izzy Ross. Good night, good fishing. See you back here tomorrow.